The threat of far-right extremism is growing in Australia. ASIO boss Mike Burgess says it's now 40% of the agency's terror-related workload. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute has been looking at how these far-right groups raise money online. Ariel Bogle is an analyst these days with ASPE's International Cyber Policy Centre and a regular contributor here to us on Breakfast. Ariel, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
You've been looking closely, Ariel, at how some of these groups raise money. How are they doing it, and what sort of amounts are we talking about?
Yeah, well, I looked at a sample of about 9 Telegram groups in Australia. Of course, Telegram is a kind of encrypted chat app. And I looked at channels that were sharing regularly right-wing extremist content, I suppose, content that vilified people based on race, gender, sexuality, etc. And I found like more than 20 different sort of avenues for fundraising that sort of stemmed out from these accounts. It was pretty broad. It ranged from live streaming platforms like DLive. People might not be familiar with this. It's largely used for gaming. You can live stream yourself and get tips in the chat section as you're playing, but people were using it to discuss sort of right-wing extremist content and get tips at the same time. There were subscription platforms people might be more familiar with, like Subscribestar and Patreon. Of course, cryptocurrency wallet addresses being advertised for things like Bitcoin and Monero. Some other kind of micro-donation sites, I might call them, called like Buy Me a Coffee. This is a website where you can support artists or writers or people you think are doing good work by buying them coffees, quote unquote, but they were also being used by some of the people in my sample.
Okay. So this money, where does it go and what's it being used for?
Well, this is a good question. I think my report really just starts the conversation because it's, of course, very hard to track where money flows unless you have sort of investigative powers like law enforcement. Certainly some of the funding requests were framed as an opportunity to help somebody with their legal fees if they were facing legal charges. Sometimes it was just framed as a way to support someone's content, you know, really looking at that social media influencer model we're all familiar with now, much like a wellness influencer or a fitness influencer or a food influencer, people were asking for support for their content so they could keep creating it. But of course, in this case, they're creating content that aligns with far-right ideologies. So
yeah, right.
It's pretty diverse.
You found fundraising requests for Australian figures linked to the far-right being promoted overseas. Tell me more about that.
Yes, yeah, so of course, Mr. Thomas Sewell has been in the news a lot this week because of reporting from The Age looking at his associated organisations like the National Socialist Network. And he's facing a number of legal charges in Australia currently, including from an alleged assault back earlier this year in March. And after that occurred and he started facing charges, there were posts asking for legal support for him in the cryptocurrency Monero and other platforms as well. And I saw these funding requests being forwarded on Telegram into a range of different groups, some other Australian Telegram channels, of course, but also into overseas Telegram channels associated with far-right figures in North America, some in the UK. So certainly it was raising the scale and audience for that fundraising request, which may, of course, impact the amount of money that's able to be raised.
The platforms, you keep talking about the platforms, what are they saying about this? Are they taking any responsibility for how they're being used?
Well, I did look at the terms of service for each of the sort of financial platforms I looked at in the report, and the majority did have rules banning hate speech on their platform. Mm-hmm. But of course, as we know, those terms of service, it's all about enforcement and transparency and accountability. We've had this conversation so many times about even mainstream platforms like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. So whether they are enforcing their terms of service, that's another question. Certainly in the case of Thomas Sewell, his Buy Me a Coffee fundraisers were repeatedly taken down. And I did get in touch with the company to ask why or how they were sort of being monitored, and they didn't respond with any detail to me about that, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I do think we need more transparency and accountability from all these platforms, given they're being used in this manner, even despite the rules against this kind of content.
Okay, and the authorities, ASIO or financial regulators, do they have the powers to stop this?
Well, of course, Australia has a sort of series of laws and obligations around counter-terrorism financing, etc., and AUSTRAC is the sort of key body there. There is a difficulty, though, in jurisdiction for AUSTRAC because a service needs to reach a benchmark, among other things, of having a geographical link to Australia before it has jurisdiction. So I think we need to consider, I suppose, whether our regulatory system can sort of properly address this issue when so many of these platforms are entirely based overseas and in some cases are actively set up to, I suppose, thwart transparency and accountability.
Yeah, they're global. Ariel, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Ariel Bogle, an analyst with ASPE's International Cyber Policy Centre.